T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let me bring on our football authority, Ross Tucker. Ross, how are you today?
Doing great, Angelo. How are you?
All right. Let me start with this. I have had several comments from national commentators who have said that Carson Wentz now is officially broken. Do you agree with that, Ross Tucker?
Yes. I think watching him over the last month or so, he is kind of a shell of what he had been previously. I'm not ready to say he's a bad quarterback. I still think he's a good quarterback who's playing very, very poorly. And I think benching him in the game against the Packers was the right move. He just needs something to reset, reboot, whatever you want to call it, because he's clearly in a bad, bad place right now, and it's tough to watch.
All right, so the question becomes, is he fixable? Do you think this crew, this group of coaches who have struggled with this all year, Ross, can they fix Carson Wentz?
Well, so the first answer is yes, I do believe he's fixable. I don't believe that a guy that played as well as he has played previously is just going to look this bad. I mean, he's been a guy that's always looked like a top five, top 10 quarterback. Now he's one of the worst two or three. I don't believe that that just happens. Like, I don't believe that he all of a sudden becomes one of the two or three worst quarterbacks and can never get it back. I think whether or not this group can fix him is an interesting question, because they haven't really shown that ability this year. I think you know how I feel. I'm always, I guess, a little bit more on the conservative side. I'd rather have a little bit of a longer leash than a little bit of a shorter leash for people. I think we've done that for the quarterback. I would probably give Peterson and perhaps some new assistant coaches or whatever, I'd probably give him the offseason to try to fix him, have a competition with Wentz and Hurts, whatever it is. And obviously Peterson would go into next year on the hot seat. And if things went poorly, I think we know what would happen.
You played the game for 8 years, Ross. I'm very curious about this. Did you play with a lot of players who had one image publicly but were a lot different behind the scenes? Did you notice that guys like – because we're starting to think Carson might be that way, that he's got a very positive image, but that he's kind of a – well, Rex Ryan called him a know-it-all and a guy who's not easy to coach and a guy that is quick to blame his teammates. And I'm wondering if you dealt with guys who really projected one image and were quite entirely different.
Well, there's no question. And in particular – and by the way, I don't know that that's the case with Wentz.
Right.
And hearing some of his other teammates talk about him at times, like Ertz and otherwise, I find what Rex Ryan said hard to believe. But I know there have been other reports out there over the years, blah, blah, blah. I'll just tell you, you know, Angelo, I played with guys that it really wasn't the football part of it as much as – their image was that they were awesome citizens in the community, and I knew otherwise, and that kind of bothered me. So there absolutely can be a difference between what the public thinks of a guy and what that guy is really like. For some reason, when you said that, I immediately went to a couple guys that it was more of off-the-field issues. But you know what? I take that back. It kind of manifested itself with how at times they would treat the other players and coaches as well. So the answer is absolutely yes.
All right. I'm not going to wait any longer, Ross Tucker. You know more than we do. who should start Sunday for the Eagles against the Saints?
So I think you can make an argument for either guy. I think the argument for Jalen Hurts is much stronger at this point. You know, Angela, I'm a former offensive lineman, as you know. When I start to see a quarterback like Carson Wentz looking down at the defensive lineman, looking, dropping his eyes and looking at the rush, it's kind of over for that guy, at least for the short term. You just can't do that, man. I mean, once you start looking at the rush, you're dead. And I thought this last game against Green Bay, it was the most noticeable that has been for Wentz all year. As soon as there was any pressure, he was dropping his eyes to see where the pressure was coming from, to see if he could maybe, as opposed to stepping up, eyes downfield, getting rid of the football. It's almost impossible to play the position once you start dropping your eyes. I would start Hurts. I think everyone's curious to see how Hurts would do if you gave him all the reps all week, design the whole game plan for him. Kind of, by the way, Angelo, like the Saints have done for Taysom Hill the last 3 weeks, and see what Hurts can do. If Hurts plays awesome, then great. Keep him in there for the rest of the year. If Hurts plays terrible, well, then you have another decision to make a week from now, and maybe you go back to Wentz and you see if sitting a week helped him or not.
Wow. That is a fascinating way to look at it. I need a lot more on looking down at the lineman, because I have this theory, Ross, that there was a very brief shot. CBS, by the way, had a horrible day doing that game on Sunday. But there's a shot of Wentz yelling at Press Taylor. You could see it on the sideline, and they didn't follow it. Our theory, in consultation with Joe Wechter, my producer, our theory, Ross, is that he was saying to Press Taylor, what am I supposed to do? No one was open, and the pocket is collapsing on every play. And that he was basically diming out his offensive lineman. He, by sack number 50, he's gotten a little gun-shy. That's what you're telling us?
Well, he's been gun-shy for weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been gun-shy for weeks, unfortunately. And look, you know, I never played quarterback, right? But he's in a position, Angelo, where a lot of times the receivers aren't open. And the last thing he wants to do is throw an interception, because he knows how bad that is. He also doesn't want to fumble it anymore. So it's almost like he's taken door number three. He doesn't want the interception, doesn't want the fumble. Sack is the best option out of those three, which is true, by the way. But the good quarterbacks, even when that's the case, they either throw the ball away or they put the ball in a position where either their guy can catch it or nobody can. And he's just not doing that. He doesn't seem to have an appetite to do that. And like I think I might have told you last week, it's really hard to watch. I mean, he's, you know, I've talked with him a bunch over the years. He's such a good kid, at least to me, right? I judge my people by how they are to me. He's such a good kid, and it's just hard to watch what he is. He looks broken, shattered, whatever you want to call it. That's what he looks, and I think it's difficult for any Eagles fan to watch.
All right, you just said Hurts might end up playing very well the rest of the season. Then what?
If Hurts plays very well the rest of the season, that's great. That, because then it sounds like maybe you at least have an option. Then you have Hurts and Wentz compete for the starting job. Because when you start to get into trade stuff, the financials, it just doesn't make any sense. Because first of all, no one's going to take on any of his salary. He hasn't played well. Who wants to trade for Carson Wentz right now? I just don't think that there's anybody out there that really wants to give anything of value and or pay him that money. So I think what happens then is there's a quarterback competition between Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz, and you guys have a lot to talk about all offseason.
Ross Tucker has just advocated, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
By the way, if everything goes right, the vaccine works, everybody's up and running.
Yeah.
He'll be doing the preseason games, which will determine who the starting quarter. Open competition for a quarterback of the Eagles? Is that what I just heard you say, Ross?
If Hurts plays well the rest of the year, and to be honest with you, maybe even if he doesn't, I think that that's a very real – I don't believe bringing in another quarterback in any capacity is going to happen. I believe that Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz will be the first and second string quarterbacks for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2021 in some order.
Final question, Ross. And only I would ask this of you because you went to Princeton. All right? Did winning the Super Bowl start this snowball running downhill?
No, I don't believe that. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, I guess if you win the Super Bowl, there's nowhere to go but downhill.
Everybody got full of themselves and they stopped playing the way they did before. That's what I'm saying.
No, you know what? Honestly, Angelo, most of those guys still play pretty good the last couple of years. I think what happened is the roster has deteriorated a little bit, and the star players have either gotten injured or they've gotten older. And there aren't Angelo, that are playing as well.
I'm bringing a witness in to argue my side, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Kent.
Hey, Ross, this is Billy. You know, the guys you said that a lot of the guys played well, but the guys that got paid the money didn't play well. So the guys are taking a bigger chunk of the cap. Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffries, Peters, they haven't played well, and that's hurt the franchise.
Yeah, there's no question, Billy. I mean, honestly, I don't think it's because of the Super Bowl. I can't explain the Wentz thing, Billy. I can just tell you every other guy, they've just gotten older and worse.
But
I'm
saying,
like, across the board.
But I'm saying they won the Super Bowl and they got rewarded for winning the Super Bowl financially.
They just got older, and worse.
Yeah.
Russ, you're the best, man. I love you, pal. Be well. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
See you guys.
Russ Tucker, they got older. You know, that's almost redundant, right, Al?
Yeah.
If you're 38, like Peters.
You're going to be 39.
He's about to be 39.
Yeah, yeah.
There's very little chance you're going to get better.
Well, you're certainly not going to get healthier.
Did you see him out there on Sunday?
No, I mean, you get hurt. You get hurt older. Yeah. I mean, then it becomes that's not – You factor it in.
Yeah.
That this guy is going to be hurt.
Oh, no, but apparently he has a broken foot.
Look,
and that has made his already incredibly slow body completely immobile.
Yeah.
The hardest thing, Ange, is for pro athletes to know when it's time.
Yeah.
To say
but
it's
that's
time.
Why the team has to know when it's time.
Well, yeah.
Not give him a raise.
He's here this year. This is still payment for the Super Bowl. My snowball running downhill thing, that was brilliant.
He didn't play in the Super Bowl.
No, but he was on that team. He helped get him there.
Well, they need him on the sideline.
They need him on the sideline as an offensive line coach.
Well, yes.
But definitely not on the field.
You know what happens? A lot of teams, team wins the Super Bowl in the football.
Yeah.
In about 3 or 4 years, those teams tend to fade. The only team that's done in New England, because I think they have no loyalty. They pay guys and they get rid of
guys
and bring
exactly
guys in.
That's exactly what it is.
They have
There's no sentiment in New England. Here, we're still embracing the boys that get us a parade. That's what's going on. It was a brilliant question. It was just a horrible answer.
Players are girlfriends, not wives.
It's another way. That's
way
horrible. To say it. It's horrible, but... probably accurate. John's out of line from Philly. Hi, Johnny.
How you doing today, Angelo? How you doing, Morning Crew?
We're doing fine, John, but I have bailed on the Steelers. They lost.
You're a mush.
No, I am a mush. John, I really am. And how the hell did they lose to what? I went to bed. It was 14-0.
Angelo, how
did you go to bed?
Right now, Alex Smith is the best quarterback in our division.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That is nasty. Right, and he had blood coming down his leg, and he's the best. What is he, 90 now? He's the best, John.
Yeah, but he knows how to control an offense and not give up the ball.
The problem you have is the Giants and the Washington team, their defense ain't going away next year.
100% right. The Giants' defense is really good now, and the Washington defensive line is phenomenal.
Right there falls into Alex Smith's that's what he's about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not going to turn over the ball much, and if that defense plays good, you know, I mean, that's great for him.
I know,
you
know, but John, we don't care about
Washington. I know, but I'm saying if the Eagles could have somebody like him, you know, that could control the game, I think this team would be at least 3 or 4 more wins better.
Maybe so, but they would not be a contender for what we really want,
John.
John, you got to fight a young guy who can be great, like Mahomes. There's several of them now. that are really, really great. Lamar Johnson Jackson is great. There's four or five that are young and great, and we need one of them. And I'm going to tell you the truth, John. I don't think it's Wentz.
No, me either. I mean, I don't know. Maybe because I love the Super Bowl win, I still think they should have kept Paul. I don't care what he did on the other team, but he was perfect for that system.
John, if Wentz didn't get hurt in 17, do we win the Super Bowl?
No.
It's the correct answer.
That's not good the job. Correct answer. There isn't a correct answer.
Give me a – no, that is the correct answer. I need a quarterback controversy, John. Give me what?
Breeze and Rivers.
Breeze and Rivers is a great one. Wow. Now, Breeze and Rivers, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
And they both ended up being Hall of
Famers.
They're both Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
215. Now Rivers may be leaving, opening a slot in Indy for a new quarterback who knows very well the coach.
Yep.
Is that Carson Wentz's destination?
God.
I don't know the answer. I just threw it out there. 215-592-9494. We got a ton more. When we come back, this is a new example of how lost Howie Roseman is. The saga of Jamone Brown. Oh my God. WIP Sports Time, 760.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.